It can be frustrating if professionals do not share important information with close relatives.
One thing we did find in the early days, when he was attending the hospital as an outpatient after he'd had his 8 weeks in there, he attended for some months as an outpatient, the psychiatrists would never talk to us. They'll have the user, patient, whatever you like to call them, up there, and they'll chat to them, and you're elsewhere in another room. And they can tell them they're reading, they're doing this, they're doing that, all sorts of things they're doing with their lives. They just tell them, naturally, what they want to hear. And they don't call the carers in. The carer's ignored, so you're not involved. They don't see it as your problem, it's the patient's problem. And there's so much more psychiatrists could learn from talking in the early days to the carers. They seem to regard it as it's not your business,
Carers often say that they can find it difficult to get their own needs acknowledged. These can be substantial, as Jane and Jonathan discovered in a survey.
The carers themselves had very, very significant health needs, and that included things like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, strokes, diabetes, depression. And that was the carers, not the person being cared for.
There are health needs which are specifically to do with the caring responsibility. So back problems are quite common amongst carers. Stress and tiredness and depression are quite common amongst carers.
When we're contacted by older couples, it's often hard to know actually who's the carer and who's the cared for. Often people are mutually dependent. But equally, we do have disabled carers who we are in contact with who are still providing huge amounts of care.
Emotional support is an important factor in maintaining a sense of well-being, and the Carers Liaison Project has established a telephone support line. Volunteers like Pat Amsell, who've had first-hand experience of caring, answer calls and give carers an opportunity to talk freely and in confidence.
Carers line, can I help you? Are you getting any help at all? Having been a carer myself, I knew how important getting the right information is at the right time, and how nice it is to have somebody that you can offload onto who is completely anonymous. You can talk to somebody that you're never going to meet and you don't really know, better than you can talk to somebody that you do know, Our carer's phone line is different from a lot of the phone lines. Once somebody has rung us, we ask them if they'd like a call back, and then most of them say yes, so we ring them once a fortnight. Often it's just to talk about the garden or the cats or the dogs, just somebody different to talk to, or to just have a normal conversation. If you've got looking after somebody with Alzheimer's, it's nice to know somebody's going to ring you.
Some carers have been supported for over 2 years after they've stopped being a carer. While someone is a carer, and particularly providing a great deal of care, their life is completely structured around the care for that person. There might be a number of people coming into the house to support them in that, but when the person they're caring for dies or they go into residential care, those services all disappear.
For those who don't feel they can talk about their problems openly, the phone line can be a valuable resource.
Very few people outside the family know it's schizophrenia. They just think he's got an illness. Some of them, I suppose, think it's could be a physical illness because they see him walking around, doesn't go to work. But there is that stigma attached to it. And even he will say, I haven't got this illness, You say I have, but I haven't. You never mention the fact of people, that he's got schizophrenia. You just cover it up.
The caring role is a challenging one, but it also brings rewards.
Well, I think the satisfaction comes from the fact that he says she thinks of us. The fact that he has still got a good relationship with us and, we get on so well together gives me the satisfaction of thinking we're doing the job properly.
If he learns to say a new word, you think, oh, wow, it's happening. I mean, he came home from school this week with a tattoo, just a temporary one, and he was so chuffed, and I thought, well, this is the same as a child who didn't have any problems of 11. And it was really nice to think that he was doing something that his peers were doing. And it's like, wow, there is something going on in there after all. And you do actually feel quite rewarded that you've put in so much and you're now getting something back.
Carol's relationship with her aunt is particularly important to her.
I'm quite happy to continue. I don't feel that I would be happy placing my aunt in permanent care because she still has so much to give, and I would be lost without her.
But after her aunt came to live with her, Carol had to decide whether or not to care for her mother as well.
If my mother had become ill first, I would have thought twice about caring. No problem with caring for my aunt, because we've always had this closeness as friend, and I did live with her for a while. I think probably I would have avoided becoming a carer for a much longer period. I would have probably arranged for my mother to go into sheltered accommodation, or hoped she would have gone into sheltered accommodation. It was suggested to me by a professional when my mother became ill that as I'd been looking after my aunt for so long, it was time I booted her out and looked after my mother instead, which I took strong objection to. So as I'm looking after one sister, I think I feel I have to look after the other. It's like both or none, really.
Most carers carry on providing support in spite of the difficulties and frustrations that they experience.
Nearly 100% of carers are carers because they want to be, because they love the person who they're caring for. So very few people are forced into it. I think some people find themselves in situations that they're finding very difficult. The fact that they have a relationship with that person and a relationship they want to keep makes them continue caring.